Hello, strangers, and welcome to the Southeast Asian Poetry Special Edition podcast. I'm your host, Ciro Faenza, and this week we're presenting 10 poems for you. I'll read the lineup first, and then we'll reintroduce each poem as it comes up. The poems are Firework by Ian Goh, Kung Xin Chai by Andy Winter, City Lights as Myth by Yong Yu Huang, Ao Ke in the Water Palace by Sunny Vong, All the Army Ghost Stories I Have Heard by Natalie Wang, Housekeeping Duties by Mark DeMaisip, Rites of Becoming a White Lady by Ivana Dentica, Kuala Lumpur Urban Legends by Jack King Lin, Bunny and Laundry by Mei Chong, and Ode by P.H. Lo. First up is Firework by Ian Goh, read by the poet. Ian Goh writes about pop culture and wabi-sabi stuff. He currently teaches at the School of the Arts, Singapore, with his work appearing in QLRS, Starline Magazine, The Tiger Moth Review, and elsewhere. He attained his M.A. in Creative Writing from Goldsmith University of London, LaSalle College of the Arts. And now, the poems.
Firework by Ian Goh. Every 12 years, Jove welcomes us with swirls of copper blue and barium green, jet streams of oxygen spun like pinwheels, or a crystal ball lowered into low-hanging helium at the trap New Year's party. Our stores of hydrogen pea toplum pellets, better used for sowing bok choy or water spinach in semi-suspended soil. Today, he is a dynamo of swirled memory, of fireburst back on earth. Sunday strolls along the Marina Bay boardwalk as strontium red and shot silver explode off the glass scales of skyscrapers. Ba pointing out make-believe dragons breathing white-hot magnesium across humid skies. Ma sheltering our tiny heads with translucent army ponchos as pyrotechnic stars fall on already fragile dreams. Or Zer bursting forth like a four-armed spiraled galaxy of her own design as a portrait of our family imprints itself amongst the Eurydician stars.
Once again, that was Firework by Ian Goh. Next up is Kung Xin Chai, or Water Spinach, by Andy Winter. Andy Winter, they, them, theirs, is a non-binary ice goddess living in the warm tropics of Singapore. They dream of queer kampungs and celestial realms. They do not wish to be perceived. Find their chilling words at whisperinginwinter.wordpress.com. Kung Xin Chai by Andy Winter. I ate all my greens. I was a good kid. My heart chewed into a leaf. The wind took it. The sky, blank and meditating, bore witness to everything. How spoon carves into soup like key trying to find its lock. Funny that the Chinese spinach has no known origin despite its name. This weed that took over continents and colonies, this hollowness, sprouting along rivers, waiting to be steeped in oyster sauce. In Southeast Asia, we say kangkong. In the school bus, I recognize the sizzling of Hokkien and Malay slurs. Their sodium stench stains my tofu skin, even after hours of scrubbing. In bed, I bend over to a boy who refuses to finish his vegetables. He plucks tender shoots off his plate, forms tablecloth trash pile. He is a spice I have learnt to swallow, his grease simmering inside. I smell nothing about my childhood in him. The hawker's walk song, the cleaner's cart rattle, the sweat-stained seats. We were good kids, and yet molded from different recipes. He was preserved in garden salad, and I stir-fried with garlic. We weren't lovers, just weeds in the city. Blades of dry grass emerging from asphalt, a variegation of rootlessness.
Once again, that was Kung Xin Chai by Andy Winter. Next up is City Lights as Myth by Yong Yu Huang, as read by the poet. Yong Yu Huang is a Taiwanese student living in Malaysia. Her work is forthcoming in Frontier Poetry, Passages North, and Counter Clock Journal, among others, and has been recognized by Princeton University, the Kenyon Review, and Columbia College Chicago. She is the winner of the 2021 Eleanor Benedict Poetry Prize and the Prose winner for the 2021 Counter Clock Awards. In her free time, she enjoys listening to Studio Ghibli soundtracks and sitting by bonfires on the beach. Content advisories for this poem include animal cruelty and death, body transformation, death and dying, infectious disease, miscarriage, and suffocation.
City Life is Myth by Young Yu Huang. The rain stilling in our mouths and we are quiet, passing through these flooded streets. In June, a city catatonic in its sickness, wreaths of streetlights stretching its mouth in shades of disaster. I watch an entire reel of gaslight unfold. With a torch, everything is permissible, permeable. Overhead, the moon blurring like sycamores on a night train. I burn skin suits, sheens of motor oil in the basement, like how you traded for a net of every name lost in the throat of a storm, a miscarriage of salt. Tracks stretching all the way to the shore, turning bird-bodied, a swarm of swallows to sacrifice. Come dawn, I flatten my face against every storefront window, altar god, candle drowning in gold. My hands never fast enough to catch a hymn or the engine's whistle. Here, I search for everything we burn to keep the power on. Pockets of mercury.
Once again, that was City Lights as Myth by Yong Yu Huang. Next up is Ge in the Water Palace by Sunny Vong, read by Sunny Vong. Sunny Vong is the editor-in-chief of Interstellar Literary Review and an alumna of the Adroit Journal Summer Mentorship Program. Her work is featured or forthcoming in Diode Poetry Journal, Half Mystic Journal, and Kissing Dynamite, among others. Find her on Twitter at Sunny V. Writes. Content advisories for this poem include blood, childbirth, sex, and violence in combat.
Ge in the Water Palace by Sunny Vong. Know that she was in love with a gaping maw, those gold-tinged fangs that reeked of brine and fertility. Luck Long Gun, king of the dragons, darling son of the seas, wished upon the river delta with such a will and an ache that the heavens allowed their fates to twine. Oh, sweet, sweet mountain fairy Ge, how her fear would weave into want in the thrum of a plea-filled crane song. How terrible was want to have gnawed so fiercely at the emperor of the waves' ribs, to have longed for so much that his resolve fell apart. Luck Long Quen crushed her pursuer's skull like a conch beneath his fist, the monster's blood oozing onto the hungry and adoring plains below. How often does love begin with cruelty? Picture now that fair woman with the silt of the valleys in her hair, drawn in silk sheets of allure like enamored tides. How long will it take for your love to recede? She asked. How long before this is lost in something cruel again? I care not that I love a beast, just that the beast will leave before he knows he is gone. No words came from the Dragon Lord. Perhaps this was cruelest of all. He could not tell her their fate. How terrible was want to have bled with such a silence. Picture now in the Water Palace, pearlish tears strung across the walls of their home like dowries. Now, her husband said, and perhaps this was cruelest of all. Let me hold your body against mine as the ocean does the shore. Ge parted her blood-warm lips in unadulterated joy, blessings falling from her lashes. Picture now 100 children, kin bursting forth from the fluid slick egg sac of the fairy, cold to the touch with the mark of the seas, sons and daughters of the greatest heartache of the heavens. How often do these stories end with anything but departure? Luk Long Quen held her hand, an ocean for an apology. A whisper that they were bound to different worlds. Picture now a stampede across the plains to the thunderous beat of barefoot progenitors upon the grass. Picture now the mountain fairy left, with half her children sitting upon the mountains and the dragon lord, bringing with him the other 50 by the sea. How terrible was want. How terrible was love. Know that she was in love with a gaping maw, those gold-tinged fangs that reeked of brine and cruelty.
Otter Palace by Sunny Vong. Next up is All the Army Ghost Stories I Have Heard by Natalie Wang, read by Natalie Wang. Natalie Wang is a Singaporean poet. She has been published in Fairy Tale Review, Cordai Poetry Review, and Quarterly Literary Review Singapore. Her book, The Woman Who Turned Into a Vending Machine, is a collection of poems on metamorphosis, myth, and womanhood. You can find her at www.nataliewang.me. Content advisories for this poem include disregard for personal autonomy, blood, death and dying, and mental health issues.
All the Army Ghost Stories I Have Heard by Natalie Wang. Of course, I know about the one about the soldier who went missing and was found with his intestines arranged in a circle around him. The one about the recruit who was woken up in the middle of the night by his buddy who needed to use the toilet and when rubbing sleep from his eyes in the corridor remembered that his buddy was on MC. The voice he heard calling his name as he sprinted his way back to his bunk. And of course, there are the rules. Say sorry before you pee into a tree. Don't bring pork into the camp or you'll make them angry. The medic room at Nee Soon Camp whose light remains perpetually on because if you turned it off, you will see someone standing there in the darkness. At the same camp, they say in the canteen, there is an old radio perpetually playing Cantonese love songs and no one can tell you what will happen if it ever stops. But the one that gets me always is the one about the soldier who was possessed the moment he stepped foot on an island. Any one of the islands, and when the spirit was asked why he chose to make its home in that body of flesh and not one of the many trees that surrounded them, the spirit will only say that all the trees were full.
Once again, that was All the Army Ghost Stories I Have Heard by Natalie Wang. Next up is Housekeeping Duties by Mark DeMaisip, read by the poet. Mark DeMaisip is a poet from Manila. His work has been published in Alliteration Magazine, Human Parts, The Brasilia Review, and elsewhere. He has performed for stages like the Cultural Center of Philippines, Museum Nelayan Tanjung Balao, and Aliwal Art Center in Singapore. His website is linktree.ee/markdemaisip. Content advisories for this poem include blood, death and dying, and drug use.
Housekeeping Duties by Mark DeMaisip. Encantos are invisible to the sober, but there's truth in wine. When grandfather died, his dog vanished. It persistently reappears just to howl by the gate. My childhood best friend lives in our attic closet. Nightly from the inside, he halfway opens the cabinet to throw the other end of a tin can telephone. Anitos shared a home with us, after a white god we disowned and banished them into folktales. What is forbidden fades, despite the faded stays. A dead uncle shares my birthday. He tastes blood from imaginary wounds in his mouth. His black and white photos are my dead ringer. We never cross the dotted pebbles by the garden. Beyond the line are duendes. Despite garlic, the kitchen smells like forest equinox in spring. At 8, I stopped playing with the neighbor's kids. Same year, first wine, 2 hours non-stop laughing. I was bantering with the cold, humid air, they said. We leave empty dining chairs for the family multo. Since grandmother died, the gate remains undisturbed. on his deathbed, my uncle promised to return. After I moved out, our housekeeper would hear knocks from the attic, followed by a voice calling out my name, a closet creaking, a tin can rolling on the floor.
Once again, that was Housekeeping Duties by Mark de Maisip. Next up is Rites of Becoming a White Lady by Ivana Vientica, read by the poet. Ivana Vientica is a Filipino writer whose work has appeared or is forthcoming in Poet Lore, Hobart, and Shenandoah, among others. A high school senior, she is the 2021 Hippocrates Young Poet and the 2021 1455 Teen Poetry Contest winner. In her spare time, she can be found enjoying nature and thanking God for another day. Content advisories for this poem include childbirth, death and dying, dysphoria, and suicide.
Rites of Becoming a White Lady by Ivana Vientica. I walk the side of the pier, feel it sighing under my toes. My clothes hang like clouds on my shoulders, my body two sizes small. My father waves goodbye and says, "Tighten your face," as if the screws were still attached. The lake lengthens into a bridal veil, into a bridesmaid to carry it, into a groom. I protest at first. Why would I marry myself? And I wake. On a tree hangs a noose full of flowers, soft light filling each bobbled dewdrop. Underneath, a woman tries to sell fabric. My mouth opens, as stubborn as a stolen lock, refusing the key. Instead, I buy the rain. Nana used to say each lake is merely an evolution from the ocean. She said, "It's smaller, more contained, but stagnant." I do not know what hides in the soft flesh of my mouth, an ocean or a lake. In a forest is a pond, its surface a grimy window, and the water is slippery when I catch it. A boy next to it tells me that it has been stagnant for decades. My tongue panics when I try to apply, so I wade a stick into the glass. I restrict my walks to the backyard, resting under the pained back of a sampaguita vine as it shudders into labor. The falling blooms brush like wings, a remnant of their former bodies. I ask them what it feels to fall before their parents do. In our house, the lady friend sits. She visits daily. I yearn to say bulok, but I can't speak her language. She smiles at all the wrong silences, actress of the only one in a stand-up club who finds the joke at all. But she smells like the ocean, and our house stinks of ponds and lakes. As she leaves, she glides the way a sampaguita falls. I cannot speak to her, as I cannot speak to my father, the woman under the tree, the boy by the pond. It is the language of the water breathers that I simply have no gills to swim into. Nanai used to smell like the ocean. Nanai used to move like the ocean, a body riding the water into mountains. Nanai, you used to sound like the ocean. Nanai, I cannot hear the ocean you loved in the shells you kept among wilting sampaguita petals. Have I grown deaf? When the phone rings, I don't answer, and the house is shuttered softly with veils. I know what they'll all say, anyway. My father knows not to ask, or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he is too busy staring at his empty finger to notice. I hide under the Sampaguita vine, the fallen petals bunched together like the folds of a wedding dress, and in the house I hear the lady friend and my father, their laughter kissing in the air. I stare at the basket cradled in my arms. What was I looking for? I turn, shaking, to the house, but the petals crush my feet like chains.
Once again, that was Rites of Becoming a White Lady by Ivana Dienpica. Next up is Kuala Lumpur Urban Legends by Jack King Lim, read by the poet. Lim Jack King is a Malaysian poet, podcaster, and arts writer. He was previously featured in Malaysian Millennial Voices. Jack also founded and led Kita, an arts anthology podcast featuring poetry, short fiction, and music from local regional artists. He tweets, sometimes a bit too much, at Jack King Lim. Content advisories for this poem include animal cruelty and death, disregard for personal autonomy, child death, death and dying, suicide, and violence in combat.
Kuala Lumpur Urban Legends by Jack King Lim. Dear property developer, could I have my ceiling fan back? The throaty creak, rust peeking out beneath that mottled teal paint, and me, tangled in electric cord and puppeteered by the swinging blades. To them, it never mattered how or why I came to be this marionette, only that they caught me half revealed by a flickering bulb in my foreman's shack at the mining pool's edge. Imagine my frustration when the mega mall was built. Hard to scare construction workers when you've kept them staring at their feet. Last week, my wife, whom you may know, she works by the highway, waiting for gentle souls to offer help before unhinging her jaw and swallowing them whole, reported that no one would stop for the old lady who wandered onto the road. Sports cars like silver boulders just swerving around that unsteady silhouette, splashing cold gray water on her like the strokes of a rattan cane. By morning, she was found on the retirement center's yard. No one quite understood the tale of a snake-toothed woman cradling her and how dotted road markings look so much like white rabbit milk candy from up high. As for myself, trapped on your premises, I sprang upon a young man working late one night, and can you believe he couldn't even speak Hakka? He came to reset the rat traps, and when I told my wife how he swept one bloated mother and a litter of dead pups into his black plastic bag without a second glance or sigh, we agreed. The world was diving into a dark, incenseless exorcism. Dear property developer, from one monster to another, I'm scared. I have nowhere to hang from but your aircon unit, and it makes me shiver all night.
Once again, that was Kuala Lumpur Urban Legends by Jack King Lim. Next up is Bunyan Laundry by May Tong, read by the poet. May Tong, at May Says on Twitter, is a Malaysian poet and speculative writer with previous work featured in Eye to the Telescope, Anathema Magazine, Apparition Literary, and Fantasy Magazine. Her poetry has also been nominated twice for the SFPA's Riesling Award. Away from the keyboard, she enjoys birdwatching, spoken word, video games, and the worst possible puns.
Bunyan Laundry by May Tong. I was raised in endless Songket voices, hornbill clatter, gibbon song, storms, and durian fall. None have followed me here, the city with a jagged quiet, habitually quenching itself on my sleep. Don't worry, your lonely heart, no other insomniac notices me in the neighborhood, quick Dobi, open 24 hours. I have my ways, and never a mood to weave conversation with physicals. If I close my eyes and drift on the slosh and throb damp slop of garments midwived from steel drums, the mutterings of sunburned hearts in tongues only I could touch. I'm not so far from home. I could be home.
Once again, that was Bunyan Laundry by Mei Chong. Next up is Ode by P.H. Lowe, read by the poet. P.H. Lowe has been published in places such as Fantasy Magazine, Tor.com, Abyss and Apex, If There's Anyone Left, and Starline. She is a proud graduate of Viable Paradise and can be found on Twitter at _LowePH and at ph-low.com.
Ode by P.H. Lowe. I cannot imagine you yet, but I can try. It's spring. You speak to me of red birds and constellations tucked behind clouds, of baby axolotls and cricket songs surviving. You toss your head and sing of tomorrows brighter than candle blown, and I hook my foot around your ankle and join in perfect harmony. We are fierce. We raise the world once and raise it twice. We bump elbows in the kitchen and spin quarters on the dining room table and laugh at the roundness of robins. Your vocabulary not rooted in fair exchange, in the natural order, in the cost only I would pay, come time. Just your shoulder against mine, the ruffle of your laughter, your fingers warm after a life in the cold. You do not demand my voice in return, nor my hands, nor my mind. I cannot imagine you yet, but I can try.
Once again, that was Ode by P.H. Lowe, and this has been the Southeast Asian Poetry Special Edition of Strange Horizons. We hope you like what you heard. You can leave us a comment on the podcast page, and while you're there, check out the rest of this week's issue, including the editorial by editor Romy Stott and the week's three reviews. And lastly, as a reminder, Strange Horizons is an all-volunteer organization. We depend on the support of our listeners. So when you have a moment, check out the donate link at the top of the page. And until next week, stay safe and stay strange.